because right now we are going to welcome in the man who set an NFL record for forced fumbles this season with 10 and had 11 and a half sacks, and some people weren't sure he could still play the game, and that is O.C. Umenyora. Hello, O.C. It's Kim and Ed with you.
Hey, Kim and Ed. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Great, O.C. Congratulations on a great season. Unfortunately, didn't end in the playoffs, but it was a pretty good bounce-back year for you.
I appreciate that, sir.
O.C., tell us, how much motivation did you take into kind of proving that you could still be an elite defensive end in this game? I already mentioned some of the numbers, and they're outstanding and a great effort yesterday, but where did that motivation personally come from?
Well, I think for the most part, listening to everything that was said, you know, last year, and you know, about the team and about me personally, I kind of wanted to come out and prove to everybody that all that was false.
You also, when you look back at last year too, O.C., you know, there were times I think you even said it at one point, that maybe a change of scenery, maybe being someplace else would do you good, do the team good. Obviously, coming back and doing it for this team, you know, had to mean an awful lot to you.
Yeah, it did. I wish we could have, you know, translated that into more wins, you know, got us into the playoffs and allowed us to, you know, progress that way. But unfortunately, it didn't. But it was just one of those things. And hopefully, you know, this team will rebound next year.
Oh, see, we'll get into the team stuff in a minute. But I want you to do us one thing, because neither one of us ever has rushed the quarterback. Take us through the mechanics of the strip sack, because I think they're going to name that play after you pretty soon in this NFL. from lining up and
it's an OC.
And,
sounds good to me.
It's an
OC. Yeah,
I think it works. From getting off at the snap to getting that ball out of the quarterback's hand, how do you do that?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you. It's not something that I even focus on. You're not even allowed to really do it in practice, but I honestly couldn't explain it to you. It's just something that I've been able to do.
Is that something that is on your mind every single time you get close to the quarterback? I don't just want to sack here. I want to separate him from the football.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can, you know, create turnovers and put the offense in position to score, I think that's what you much rather do. But I honestly don't think about it. It's just something that happens.
All right, O.C., I'm sorry, Ed. I was out there at the complex today, and I know that you apologized to the fans, because you wanted more for this team to a day after it officially ends. What kind of taste has this season left for you?
Bittersweet. I think we all wanted to go into the playoffs. We have the type of team and talent that was supposed to be in the playoffs, but unfortunately we didn't make it. So we did a lot of good things. Now we had a lot of good players, a lot of young players step up, a lot of veteran players played their butts off, and but, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get the final destination. We have a lot to be proud of, though.
Oh, see, you had a tremendous game yesterday. I think the team responded as well. Can you go back to Green Bay and kind of detail what happened that day? I know you had a hot quarterback and one of the best ones in the league in Aaron Rodgers, but at the same time, things kind of got away from the team, and it was an awfully long day. Can you go back and detail what happened that day at all?
I don't really know. It was, you know, we had a very good week of practice going into that game. We thought we were going to actually go in there and win. We thought we were the better team. But, you know, when we showed up there on a Sunday, they just totally outplayed us. So I had to go off to them. They had a hot quarterback. The offense played very, very well. And the defense is outstanding. So it was a rough game for us. But, you know, hopefully we'll be able to put that past us and move into next year.
O.C., as you look back now, and O.C. Umenyora joining Kim and Ed on the fan, did those last 8 minutes plus against the Eagles really do this team in? I mean, as devastating as that game was, it didn't necessarily end your playoff hopes, but in effect, do you look back at that as being a defining moment?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it. After that, we thought we were going to rebound like we always did. We went and we had a very good week of practice, like I said earlier, but unfortunately, it didn't translate into a win that day.
O.C., having your coach back, how do you feel about that?
He's a great coach. You know, the players obviously respond to him. You know, we like playing for him, and you know, he's a very good man. So, I was happy. Like the owners didn't let all that public outcry or whatever get to them, and they made the right decision.
Did you guys find it confusing at all? I mean, there was a lot of speculation last week, talk radio, TV, everything, you know, about his status and his future and whether he was coming back or not. Did you guys find that all rather strange?
I mean, not me. I did not know how quickly things turn around.
Well, you remember that from last year, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And how quickly people can turn against you. So, yeah. You know, I didn't find it strange. You know, it's just part of our business. And, you know, Coach has been in this business long enough to not let any of that stuff affect him.
Oh, see, I'm curious. What effect did all of that have on you? I mean, you certainly got over it on the field this year, having what I thought certainly should have been a Pro Bowl season. But did it leave scars? I mean, you've referenced it a couple of times, and you know, I think I'm reading you right there. Did it leave scars the way people doubted you?
It was a bit confusing, is what I would say. I think I'm coming off a major knee injury, and you know, having all the things that went wrong with our defense, you know, go wrong, and then for everything everybody just seemed to be pointing the finger at me. It was a bit confusing, and people were like, I won't be the same, and this and that. It was a bit strange, but, you know, I never once doubted myself. My teammates never once doubted me. You know, Tuck and, you know, Barry and, you know, the coaching staff they brought in never doubted me, and, you know, it was just a good thing to be able to go out there and contribute again.
We're nearing the top of the hour, O.C. I want to get a couple quick ones in if we can. Is Perry Fuel, as long as the man does not get a head coaching job, is he the right man to lead this Giants defense?
I think so. He's an outstanding coach. He's a player's coach, and you respond well to him. He's got good schemes, and I think he's only going to get better from here.
You know, your safeties were exposed at times, O.C., but they're all good players. I mean, two of them have great resumes in this league, and I think most people agree Kenny Phillips is a good player. Right. When John Mara was on this station today with Mike Francesa, he said the first position he wants to address is linebackers. Does that make sense to you? And then maybe everyone gets a little better if that core in the middle of the defense is enhanced a little bit?
I think we have pretty good linebackers now. I think Goff is solid. I think Bowley is solid. And I think Keith Bullock came in and did a good job for us. So, but if that's what they see, you know, obviously it's their team, and they're going to address whatever they feel is a weakness. So I understand, you know, his concern.
You know, see, I was saying this to Kim before about Kenny Phillips. I have a lot of respect for him. I like him as a player. I expected a lot from him this year, and maybe he didn't live up to my expectations, but I think part of that is because you're coming back from, you know, he had microfracture surgery. He had, you know, tough surgery. You had surgery as well, and did you get better as the season went on? In other words, you know, go back to game one or two. Were you the same then as you were toward the end, or did you get better and healthier as the season went?
I think, honestly, after I had my surgery, obviously it was a different surgery, but my knee felt, you know, pretty good the following
did.
Year. So,
okay.
Him, I don't know exactly what surgery he had, and I don't know, I don't know exactly what he has going on inside his knee. But I think he played pretty well for us this year.
Hey, OC, last one, I promise, and it's this: Tom Coughlin lauded you today not only for having a tremendous game yesterday, but a terrific season. He also said that on Wednesdays sometimes you weren't supposed to practice, but there just weren't enough bodies, so you would get out there. What can you tell us now that the season's over about your health situation and maybe the stuff you played through this season?
Right. Well, you know, I played through some things. I have to have surgery here in the next week or so. I have to have a surgery. But you know, this season was very, very important to me, and I think it was important to this franchise. And I had to go out there and play through whatever I had to go out there and play through to help this team win. And also to kind of reestablish myself, and I think I was able to do that.
Yeah, you absolutely did that. Is that hip surgery, O.C.?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that out in Colorado?
I'm not quite sure where yet. I might do it here. I might do it in Colorado. But I'll just discuss that with my agent and you know, Dr. Warren and Ronnie Barnes, and we'll figure out where the best place for me to have that is going to be. But O.C., I have to have it really soon here.
And you needed it before now. I know that. And, O.C., here's what I'll tell you. Everyone sees what a great player you are. You're tough, too. I think you played through an awful lot this season that none of us knew about. So we appreciate your efforts.
Thank you so much, man.